Here's a tip from Georgia Power. Always be cautious of water levels. Quickly go to high ground if you see or hear rapidly rising water. Learn more at georgiapower.com.
Good evening. Good evening. I am John Hall, District 3 Alderman. And the question posed to us was, should Savannah City Council pass a resolution committing the city of Savannah to consume 100% clean energy by 2030. Time magazine devoted its entire September issue to the topic, how we save the earth by 2050. I am committing to making the year 2030, 10 short years from now, the year of Savannah is 100% a clean energy city. My reasons are as follows. The urgency of the problem is upon us due to the fact that climate warming is outpacing our progress to correct and change it. We can debate the methods to come at, but the fact that it is happening is certain. The phenomenon is here. Former Vice President Al Gore said we are spewing 110 million tons of global warming pollution into the atmosphere every single day. Human nature is deadline-oriented. We're procrastinators. But the massive wildfires in California, the coastal flooding in Florida is changing people's minds of how much collaboration will be needed to solve this. What can members of the Savannah City Council do? We can use a segment every council meeting to stress the awareness and discuss progress. Use FLOSS capital project money to immediately begin making Savannah more pedestrian and bicycle friendly. Of all places, New York tops the list of the most pedestrian-friendly city. It showcases pathways and bike lanes across the five boroughs, making walking and biking a more popular mode of transportation. Walking is encouraged by the local government with the mayor's sustainability program, which made the well-known Times Square a pedestrian area off-limits to cars. We can adapt a version of that model in Savannah, beginning with Bay Street. Imagine no vehicles on Bay between East Broad and MLK. How can we possibly just use sunlight, rain, tides, wind, and waves to produce all of our energy needs? That's a good question for all of our Savannah school children to begin discussing on a daily basis in their science and social studies classes. They will probably amaze us with their imaginative responses. Council can commit to a citywide campaign encouraging residents and tourists to stop drinking from plastic water bottles. Instead, drink our delicious tap water. Do 80% of the city business with companies that introduce innovative ways to significantly lower their carbon footprint. Give tax breaks to companies serious about clean energy, and place fines upon those that continue to use energy in solar panels on our schools and churches and retail businesses. Reduce the cost of city permits and licenses for all developers of LEED certified buildings. Thank you for your time. I am John Hall, candidate for re-election in Savannah's 3rd District. Thank you very much.
Thank you. everybody. My name is Lewis.
Here's a tip from our friends at Georgia Power. Never make your own electrical repairs to Georgia Power equipment. Let our crews do the dangerous work for you. Call Georgia Power at 888-891-0938 to schedule a repair.